And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Ken Smith sits with a friend in a cold city park.
I'm looking for normal these days, and accepting halfway normal as a good substitute. That's how I ended up on Wednesday afternoon in South Bend's beautiful even in January Howard Park, sitting out with a friend from work for over an hour in the winter breeze. The thermometer was down around 30 degrees. Stephen and I wiped snow off the chairs and settled around the big fire pit, where the tall gas flames turned this way and that. Behind us was the skating loop, below and to the west, the bend of the river. At the park's south edge, kids on sleds slammed down the steep old railway embankment. We sipped from steamy to-go cups, and the flames, the beverages, and the conversation took the edge off. Only the cold made Wednesday afternoon in the park anything less than a person would hope for, excepting, of course, the lurking presence of the pandemic. The endless precautions, the narrowing of our daily options, and even some very particular sorrows were with us in the cold air. They had to be. We'd be crazy not to notice. But good conversation heads off on affirming directions of its own choosing. I especially enjoyed a line of thought Stephen introduced. He asked if all these pandemic disruptions, these changes of routine, had opened up anything unexpected, any new interests or pursuits. I liked the optimism of his question. He assumed that none of us are just killing time here, even in narrow circumstances. It's like Thoreau said long ago, as if you could kill time without injuring eternity. I think we all kind of get that. I had a few things to show for my time. I've learned how to fill and then form fresh homemade ravioli using the rim of a shot glass. I have a growing confidence cooking those sorts of Indian dishes that commence with sizzling 4 or 5 aromatic spices in hot oil. I've kind of enjoyed painting a closet. I've been revising old poems, happy to see that I can usually spot a bad line, even when I'm the one who wrote it. I'm more patient with poems than I used to be. I know that it may take a while to find a better line to replace the bad one. I've slowed down enough to notice that there's more to learn about my marvelous spouse, more to cherish there, more to support. If I didn't already love her, from slowing down, I see how easily I could fall in love with her again. I have a keener appreciation for the bonds of kinship and friendship, and where exactly and when exactly I have failed to maintain them fervently enough. Which reminds me, I haven't scheduled a Zoom open house with the big extended family for a few weeks now. If you're part of the Parsons clan, if you're one of my 30 cousins on that side, or any of the surviving aunts and uncles, if you know what the house at 148 Chicago looked like back in the day, if you would normally have coffee and cake in the kitchen there on the morning of Christmas Eve, if you remember great-grandma's rocking chair and the jumpy temperament of her wild-haired, matted pillow of a snoring lapdog named Cha-Cha-Cha, expect an invitation. We'll be on Zoom with stories to tell, like sitting in the winter air of Howard Park. It's not the old normal, but it can be pretty good. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Ken Smith.
Michiana Chronicles can be heard every Friday during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.